Okay, let's take a little break now from all of this coronavirus news. And since so many of us are at home with not as much to do, maybe let's turn to our latest conversation in our book series, Page Turner. Here we talk to booksellers from across the state to find out what new books are on their radar and why. This one is for you parents out there with kids at home, maybe, as we check in with our children's book buyer, Brandy Stewart, with Changing Hands Bookstore. She brought us three children's books, all centered around Women's History Month. And we began by talking about Equality's Call, the story of voting rights in America. Here's Stewart.
This is a beautiful, sweet picture book all about voting rights. So it has all the amendments, and it starts off with a poem that goes through calling everyone to be more equal with the votes, and that rights are for everybody. And then at the very back of the book, there's all the different amendments that have happened over the years to the Constitution to make voting equal for everybody.
Okay, and the next one is a really fun one about a woman named Mary Walker, and it's called The Oldest Student, which gives it away a little bit, but tell us more about this one.
So Mary Walker was born a slave, and in the cotton fields, you're supposed to work, work, work. You're not allowed to read. And so she looked at the birds, and she said, someday I would like to be as free as the birds, and I want to learn how to read someday. And that happens through her entire life, someday, 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 until she's 116 and she's outlived her entire family. And she sees at her nursing home, she sees lessons to learn how to read. And she goes in and she starts to learn how to read at the age of 116.
Is that a true story?
So that is a true story.
Wow.
In fact, I'm getting chills just talking about it. I got chills when I read the book, and I have chills talking about it. I think she's so fascinating and such an inspiration, because you can learn to read or anything at any age. You don't have to be a child to learn things. You can learn things as you grow, even if it's reading, even if you haven't done it yet, you can still go back and learn it.
Yeah. Okay. And what's the last book on the list today? This is called Brave Black First.
Yes, this is a book. I want to call it a vignette, but it's like a snapshot portrait of 50 African-American women who changed the world. So you have anywhere from Michelle Obama is in it. So you have current women in here, and you have Lena Horne in here. So from past to present, you have all sorts of snapshots of women who have changed our history and our future to come.
Yeah. So these are all books I know that the store is highlighting for Women's History Month. But tell us, why did you pick these? Like, what stood out about each of these stories?
Well, they're all great because they can go for all ages. Like Equality's Call is a great picture book to read with your children. So it's a good family read. You're all learning together. You can share the amendments from the back of the book as a teaching tool, especially now with everyone having to stay home. Mm-hmm. These are good homeschooling things we can all have. And then Brave Black First is just, it is a little bit for older kids, but I think it's perfect to read to a younger kid. So these are all great for the whole family to enjoy. So I thought these really highlighted what children's books can offer.
Yeah. What about the illustrations? It's such an important part of children's literature is how they're illustrated. Are there any outstanding images in this to you?
Well, all of them do. So Equality's Call has these beautiful illustrations from Magdalena Mora, and they're all soft colors. They really is, it's like a gentle approach to talking about history. My thing that I really like a lot that she did is all the present stuff where the kids are learning about voting rights. That's all in vibrant colors. Mm. And then all the stuff that happened in history that they're learning about are muted, more like browns and grays. And then in The Oldest Student, also, this is illustrated by Caldecott Honor winner OJ Mora. And the art in here is like paper art has been like collaged together to create an image. It's just beautifully done and very sweet, approachable colors. And then in Brave Black First, that is a very vibrant book. You have deep, every color that's used in here is really deep. It kind of reminded me, I don't know if you've ever been to the Portrait Hall in Washington, D.C., mm-hmm. but it kind of reminded me of when I went there, just how striking some of those portraits were. Mm-hmm. And this whole book is like being there and looking at these striking images of these wonderful women and then reading a little snapshot of their lives.
Yeah. Is there an excerpt from one of these books you'd like to share with us?
Well, I would love to read an excerpt from Equality's Call because it's this beautiful poem and I'd love for everyone to hear how smooth it runs.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay, so it starts off. Our founders declared when our country began that consent of the governed was part of the plan. Through voting, elections, and representation, the voice of the people would strengthen our nation. In fact, though, for years, this great founding ideal was extended to some and for others not real. But we heard in the distance Equality's Call. A right isn't right till it's granted to all.
So, Brandy, you are a children's book buyer. Like, this is the world that you're immersed in. And I also am quite immersed in children's books right now. I have a 2-year-old. And so I have, like, rediscovered how much I love about children's literature. But, you know, remind us, for those of us who haven't read a kid's book in a long time, maybe since we were kids, what's so beautiful about them?
Oh, how long do you have? I've been enchanted by children's books for my whole life. But when I got to be an adult and started studying children's literature, what I found was that when you're an adult and you read a children's book, you're being reminded or maybe learning something new that you maybe learned as a child and it's being refreshed for you. Or you're learning something new in that you're getting a different take on a lesson you got when you were a child. So I find that children's books are still able to give so much. So when parents come in and they say, I don't want to give a child a picture book because that is for babies, or kids even say that, I say, no, did you read it? Have you seen the quality of the words and the way that they're written can go to an older child? You can take a picture book, read it to your child when they're little, and as they grow to learn to read, they can take that same book and read it to themselves or to their siblings, and you get so much use out of a picture book, because it can be reused for different lessons.
Yeah. All right. That is Brandy Stewart, a children's book buyer at Changing Hands Bookstore, filling us in on all of the great children's literature we can take a look at while so many of us are at home. Brandy, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
And while Changing Hands has closed its doors for now, they're offering care packages, especially for kids who love books, and offering curbside pickup. More about that on our website. That's theshow.kjzz.org.